Now that to shift the emphasis a little bit, now that Donald Trump has been elected president, Pacifica is even more vital than ever. Pacifica has 180 affiliated stations. Many of them are in red state areas. We can use our affiliate network to create an incredible progressive impact in red states. This is really needed. And we can also, if we have a strong Pacifica, we can use the audio port that Pacifica uses to broadcast programming to the affiliates that the affiliates use. We can beef up the audio port, make a robust internet radio station, the best of Pacifica, that could have even further impact. And if we do that properly and professionally, we can get probably a Sirius XM station. Now, wouldn't that be something? Sirius XM has 30.8 million subscribers. So the first thing, of course, is we need to rebuild the five main Pacifica stations. I think this is possible. Believe me, I have no illusions. This will be very, very, very hard. Jan and I and Mansoor have pushed aside our own personal lives and have put in untold scores of hours, not a year, not a half a year, a month into this. It's a lot of hard work and a huge time commitment. And I know that Jan will do that. I know that I will do it. I know that Mansoor will do that. So it's going to be tough to bring these stations back, but they can be brought back. The immediate steps that need to be taken are improving the programming at all five stations. The programming is the bottom line. That's what we give to our community, good programming. And then we also have to make wise changes to boost revenue and rebuild our financial infrastructure so that all of our delinquent financial reporting is gotten up to date. This would make it possible to regain our Corporation for Public Broadcast funding that we've lost, which would give Pacifica about $1 million a year. This would also be a great help in being eligible for grant funding and for major donor funding. We can't get grant funding or major donor funding unless we fix our financial infrastructure. We also have considerable celebrity support. I hope that we'll start a special project to get them interviewed on our shows. I think that's an easy thing. We have interviewed celebrities, but if we do a concerted effort to get celebrities interviewed on our shows and then ask that they use their social media outlets and their public relations staff and people around them to promote those interviews, to promote the stations, and to promote Pacifica. And then we can create an advisory board for Pacifica. Bottom line, the local boards have never and will never generate significant income for the foundation. So we can certainly create an advisory board of celebrities and other opinion leaders. It shouldn't just be entertainment people. And they can be tasked with improving the public relations of Pacifica and with fundraising, if they're willing. And this is how we fix it. I mean, there are lots of other ways. I know I've put together strategic plans for Pacifica because you have to be familiar with the nuts and bolts of this foundation. Jan is familiar with it. I am familiar with it. Jonathan certainly is familiar with it. Mansoor is familiar with it. We would be a powerful team together in really fixing Pacifica. I hope we can do it. I hope you'll trust us. Thank you.
Thank you, Grace. Mansoor?
Thank you all. I was going to do a prepared note, but then I decided not to, and here's why. Those of you who have known me for at least from mid-80s to right now, I've been very much involved with KPFK. I've done a lot of programming for KPFK. I started my own organization, Global Voices for Justice, 14 years ago, 2003, and I have been given programming and premium content to KPFK ever since. And it's not just KPFK, but it's Pacifica. And some of the affiliates, they have used my premiums as well. And here's the catch for all of you to know that I did not make the buck. I actually just charge KPFK the cost of the materials for to make the duplication for them. I have all my own equipment at home. The only thing that KPFK does for me is print the labels for me because they have a better printer than I do. So my prepared notes was I've done board hopping, I've done producing shows, I've worked with Don Bustani. I co-hosted with Don Bustani, and his proud moment was that one day both of us brought in $8,310, and that's because we had a conversation on the air in 1 hour. Okay, that was his best time, and not to me, but to himself, because we were having this dialogue about Middle East. This past year alone, 2016, when I got on board, I made a promise to Roy, and everybody knows, that I plan to bring $100,000 to the station from just my stuff. I brought close to $80,000, and the reason that he was shorted, I think because Roy lost the hours. And we could have planned it much better. It would have superseded the $100,000 so easily. I have phone bank at KPFK. I administered the phone room for decades. Eva Georgia time, this past 5-6 years, I go with Roy from, I go to the station from like 8 o'clock at night to 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I've done it for 5 days, 6 days a week like this during the fund drives when we were having 35 days of fund drive. So not to bore you, but here's the thing. Here's what I want you to understand. We cannot do what we were doing yesterday. If we want to change, we want to change with a direction in mind, something written down. I want to be held accountable for what I'm going to do. And what I would like to do is to bring premiums to the rest of Pacifica, radio stations as well. I do want to bring about $300,000 to $500,000 if I'm allowed to use my premiums for the whole foundation. $500,000 is a whole lot, but it needs to be pushed. And here's the thing. I don't believe austerity is going to bring us prosperity. This is a 24-hour economy. We need to have programming that is suitable for everybody who's awake 24 hours a day. We cannot neglect the ones who are working at night. We cannot produce bad shows. It's okay, you can have 5-6 shows that are mediocre. They're building up their audience. But we cannot afford to do what we have done in the past. With a new direction, and thank you, Jonathan, for saying that PNB is getting transformed, and I would like to have a transformational period, hopefully this year, if you elect all four of us. And I know this to anybody, Sharon Brown or Reza, I'm just promoting ourselves. We are a team. We're working for a new direction to Pacifica. We need to expand Pacifica if we want to survive. Ricardo, Adam Smith, Karl Marx, they all talk about it. This is a business we in. I collect a dollar from you to produce a show. It's a business. And if we don't expand, we're not going to survive. And during this era, I think we are a little bit more important than the rest of what the mainstream media is out there. So trust us, vote for us, hold us accountable for 1 year. And if I fail at it next year, get rid of me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor. Okay, at this point, we're going to have board questions of candidates. I'm going to ask us to please be concise because of time reasons, but if we can take a cue. We have
Myla.
Fernando, Myla. Okay, Fernando, go ahead.
My first question is for Jan Goodman. Even before Donald Trump became visible with your fire charade, it was already understood in Pacifica that the Spanish language programming is not an acceptable proposition. There's been an incredible resistance to it in all five stations. Fortunately, KPFK, the most successful station today in the network, has more Spanish language programming. What would you do to have more of a training in cultural diversity in Pacifica, Jen Goodman? My second question is for Grace Aaron. Grace Aaron, what would you do to increase the listenership, the audience of the Spanish language speaking people in Southern California and as a national board member in Pacifica? And lastly, my last question to Mansoor. Mansoor, back in the late 1990s, the Pacifica National Board approved a resolution regarding race and nationality. Part of the purpose of that resolution was to have sensitivity training in all the Pacifica networks so it become more acceptable to other non-white people in the network. What has happened with that plan?
Okay, I'm going to ask everyone to be concise in their responses. Jan?
it was a pretty long list of questions, but...
There was just one question.
Okay, but I think that the question was, what would I do to improve the Spanish language outreach? Diversity?
Programming
in the network.
So a couple of things. One is, in addition to whatever Spanish language we have on the air, I think that one of the things that we could do for Pacifica nationwide is to use the sidebands to broadcast even an entire Spanish language programs 24/7. And I want to say that I thought about this a lot. I don't think that I think the positive of that is that there can be much fuller programming, there can be outreach but I don't want to just shift all the Spanish language to the sidebands. Another moment to talk about the technicalities of what the sidebands are. So I think it's important that Pacifica maintain some Spanish language programming also on our regular programs so that we can continue to be a cohesive force, both with Spanish language programming and English language programming. And by the way, I think more as important as having programs in Spanish is having programs that are important to people with Latino, Mexican American, Salvadoranian, and so forth, backgrounds who speak English, but things that will be of interest to them, because I think that we sometimes don't recognize that is a very, very large group of potential listeners, and it's not just the Spanish language people. And improving the sound of the Spanish language programming. That is super important. Probably by editing, doing some editing before the programs get on the air so that we have a higher quality programming and not people just talking heads and not as crystal clear as the programming could be if it were pre-recorded and edited.
Thank you, Jan. Grace?
Please, another word about sticking to your allotment. We got lots to get through and not much time.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
70 seconds, please.
Okay.
We'll get back to you.
Grace?
Okay. I think that not only for the Spanish language programming, but for all programming, there has to be specific criteria for the evaluation of all of our programming. In my opinion, and I'm going to just throw out some of the things that I should be in, that I think should be in the evaluation process. One is adherence to the Pacifica mission. The next thing is the amount of money brought in during a fund drive by that program. program. The next thing is the amount of members generated by that programming. The next thing is the quality of the programming. What are the production values? The next thing is if we could get the Nielsens, or Arbitrons as they call them, which would be we're flying blind without the Nielsens, we should be using the Nielsens to see how our different programs, because some programs have huge listenership and some have very poor listenership. The next thing is we don't have the Nielsens, so we can go by the Otis McClay in the national office keeps tabs on what shows are listened to online or downloaded online, and in the past that has directly correlated with listener with the Arbitrons. So that's a very good metric. But there's one other thing that I would suggest, because we have a lot of programmers who don't want to lose their shows, but I think they should be encouraged to take on apprenticeships, and that should include apprentices. And that should include giving those apprentices airtime so that we have a new generation of programmers for Pacifica. And some of them might be really talented. And I think that that should, so those would be the criteria that I think for the programming evaluation. And then the Spanish language broadcasting that really meets that, those criteria, and Excel should be kept, and we should bring in more so, and air them on the website, and just engage talent and keep the most talented, and I'm sorry, the less talented would have to train on their own and become better and then maybe re-enter the mix.
Thank
That's
you,
my
value,
my viewpoint.
Okay, that
Mansoor?
45 seconds. You know,
sorry.
Mansoor?
Thank you. In the past, I have recorded programs in Farsi, because there's a large community of Iranians in Southern California, and that's been my way of engaging them with KPFK. And I have brought this issues to the program director to no avail. So I have never been able to run any other non-English language programming on KPFK. So that's that. There's nothing I can do. I'm not the program director. I'm not the general manager. All I can do is provide the content and do it. So if we want to reach out to all nationalities, I think somehow we need to give a program or two for them, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mansoor. Myla?
Yeah, I have a question about budget approval.
And who are you directing the question towards?
I am directing this question to Sharon Brown and
okay.
to... Reza Poor, and to everybody. And the question is, we understand that the budget now does not pay the premium for staff members who have dependent children or dependents. And this used to be paid, and I believe that it's creating quite a hardship for some of our staff members. So you are, as board members and as national board members, in a position to approve these budgets, and I want your what you will do, whether you think there's any action that you can take to make sure that these staff members have their dependents covered and paid for or not. And I'd also like to ask Jan Goodman what she would like to do to build the listenership.
Okay, let's take Jan first, and let's keep it to 70 seconds.
One of the things that I think we could do to build listenership is to have a program that would be Activist of the Week, where we would reach out to community organizations using our airwaves to have community organizations and political organizations and whatever other kinds of organizations, including even Meals on Wheels, but especially activist organizations, to have them nominate people to be a listener, to be an activist of the week. And that person could then be interviewed on the air. But the important part of it is that those organizations would listen to KPFK if they're invited to nominate somebody. And they would surely get their people to listen when their person is going to be interviewed, and we could even have people voted on to be activist of the month or something like that, so that people can be involved and be sure to back have great programming on either side of that program, so people will stick to it and listen to KPFK more. And we could do that throughout the network.
Thank you, Jen. Sharon?
Okay. Thank you so much for asking that question. This is something that the general manager is going to address in her report, but I also prepared something for this. So I'm just going to read my conclusion because I did do an analysis in regards to this. An employer must not only look at the dollar value of cost savings, but must also factor in and consider the potential negative impact on employee morale, retention, and recruitment if benefits are reduced. In conclusion, changing an employer's health plan is an important business decision and strategy and should only be done after careful analysis and thoughtful consideration. So I guess I could address that more when the GM comes in, because I do have an entire analysis in regards to what's taking place. So that's kind of like the conclusion. You can affect the entirety of the network and organization in reducing benefits. So that's something I'm not sure whether, what analysis was done. I'm more than happy to look at it, but that's definitely something that should cause a bit of alarm.
Thank you, Sharon.
Can I just say, do you approve or disapprove of not paying for the insurance benefits for
okay,
employees?
Okay, let's not have crosstalk during this section. I'm going to
excuse me, Jamie, but I had a very specific question, which was not answered, and that was, do the members approve or disapprove, or the candidates approve or disapprove of not paying for premiums for dependent children and dependents of staff members in their insurance premiums?
Do the analysis, and the majority of providers, the majority of employers do not cover spouses and dependents. They do not pay the premiums for spouses and dependents. I was very surprised that Pacifica actually offers that particular benefit to its employees. That's a real premium.
Okay.
So the people who have had that coverage have been very, very, Pacifica has been very privileged, because most employers do not cover.
Thank you, Sharon. Grace?
I had a question.
Okay, hold on. We're still dealing with Myla's question. And then after this question,
What's the question?
The question was, do you want to restate that, Myla? Yeah, do you approve or disapprove of the cutoff of benefits?
Is that
No, that is not it. Thank you. The question is whether you approve or disapprove of Pacifica and KPFK discontinuing paying for coverage for dependents of our staff members for insurance benefits.
I think the deleterious effect on staff morale, the hardship it will bring to paid staff who've been depending on dependent coverage, the fact that our wage scale is lower than a lot of other companies and organizations, I think it would be more harmful than any good it might do budgetarily. I think that also, from what I've been told from the back and forth emails, we would have to arrange for coverage to be available at a moderate amount for the employees. We can't just cut it off. And we would have to, if it's not available at a certain amount, it would have to be added to by KPFK. So I don't think the cost savings is what noted in the budget.
Reza?
Yes, we talk about hardship on the staff, unpaid staff. I want to ask every one of you, what have you done during the fund drive for unpaid staff at this station?
Nothing.
you know, I could mention Rosie, I could mention a lot of outreach members. We recruited, you know, about 28 restaurants to, you know, donate some food to the station. Which one of you ever come during the fund drive and bring food for the people at the station? Which one? Which one?
Point of, no crosstalk.
Point of information. Reza, do you have an answer for the question?
Excuse me. No crosstalk, please. Okay. Are you done, Reza?
Yes.
Thank you. Mansoor? Okay, please.
First, not only I do the phone room, I cooked for doing the fund drives. The last fund drive when I was there, I was cooking twice a day, and I was making meals for about 30, 40 people. So I did that, and we did that. Maggie did that. She brought food. Ali brought food.
Okay. You try to stick to the question.
So, yes, yeah. Yes. We are addressing a question. And the question is, I think we...
Do you support the benefit?
Yeah, I know the questions.
Okay.
Yes, I do. I do support the families of staff at KPFK for their children to be covered, because this is an austerity measure, and we should not use austerity measure to fund other issues. We can do better at this station to bring money in to cover everybody. This is a wrong way of approaching the finance with KPFK and Pacifica. Austerity didn't work for United States. It didn't work globally, and it's not going to work for KPFK and Pacifica. So.
Thank you, Mansoor. I'm going to open it up to public comments
Wait,
at this time.
I didn't get to ask my question.
I'm sorry. You had a question, Adam?
What about
please.
Me answering the question?
You got a question, too?
They said everybody.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry you didn't answer. I thought I called on you first.
No, that was something else. That was another question.
Can I make a quick comment? Okay. I suggest that the tellers hand out ballots to anybody who might have to leave before soon. Is that possible? Can you hand pull a ballot so he can vote before he has to leave?
Yeah, can we pass out all the ballots?
Yeah. Okay, I move.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me, Bella.
Bella.
Excuse me, Bella.
We're not on public comment yet. I got one question. Can we please get through this?
Is this for one person or five?
This is for two people.
Okay.
It's a broad question for everyone. Everyone don't have to pop
Excuse
in.
Excuse me. I believe Jan wanted to respond to that last question. Okay. She said she didn't respond yet. Please, Jan, go ahead.
Okay. I know that Paul Song has to catch a plane, so I don't know about anybody else's thing, but we do need to have people be able to vote. With regard to paying for dependents, we are supposed to be a progressive organization, and I believe that we are. And paying for dependents and paying for health care is very important. It's important for morale and so forth. The things that Sharon said are absolutely true. The things that Grace said are true. The things that Mansoor said are true. But most importantly, what Pacifica has been doing for the last 3 years, at least, in terms of the budget, is that they have been cutting, and they have not been all about raising income. We have a situation where, for instance, Roy Tuckman's hours were cut, and that put out $100,000 out of our budget. And if we just put him back in his out and Sonali, and if we just put them back, there would be enough money to pay for these health care benefits. So this is a false question as to whether we do this or this. We need to add more money in, and if we can do that simply.
Thank you,
Jan. Adam, you had a question.
I do. My question
is... And the question is of who?
My question is mainly, oh yeah, absolutely. My question is mainly of Jan Goodman and Grace Aaron. I invite every other candidate to hop in, especially those that were here last year. Because what I'm holding in my hand, I think this came from Michael Novick, I don't know where he went, is literally a motion that was passed in this body to settle the Yahee Hompton versus Pacifica lawsuit in Berkeley. Now, I'm also holding in my hand the minutes that state that Jan Goodman ran down what the lawsuit was and then excused herself. And Grace Aaron did say she was conversant with the lawsuits. And then they took a vote, as well as Grace and Ken voting as well. Problem with that is, Jan Goodman filed the suit. I'm not there yet. So my question is, if Jan Goodman filed this suit, Grace and Ken Aaron both are raising money for it in their foundation, the Social Uplift Foundation, through this Clean Up Pacifica project. And according to these tax records, which I just saw today, on an average of 22,000 in donations, y'all are collecting $6,000 a year. That puts you just under 25% of this. So are you making money off of Pacifica or what? And if we were to appoint either of you to the national board, would we not be negligent in our duties to protect this foundation? Because this is two lawsuits this year, and you're planning another one, it says at the beginning of this. Am I wrong?
So what's your question, Adam?
My question is to everyone. If we were to elect you to the national board, would we not be negligent under Section M of our duties under the bylaws to protect this corporation?
Okay, can you give a yes or no answer on that? Jan?
I'd like a yes or no from everybody.
Absolutely not. There's not a conflict of interest. It's a coalescence of interest in these lawsuits.
Thank you. Grace?
Okay.
And have you beaten your mother recently?
Okay. Ken and I.
No crosstalk, please.
I'm holding it right here.
Excuse me.
Ken and I have not, and the Social Uplift Foundation has not taken one dime out of the money raised. It's all been used for purposes that are stated on the website. The Social Uplift received money for a special project. It's earmarked for that project only. And I want to say something. I'm sorry. You can yell at me.
And I'm not trying to yell at you. You're talking.
No cross-talking.
Michael Novick and Adam Rice, instead of going to Jan and I individually and sitting down and talking about this, are publicly impugning our integrity. This is what causes factionalism. The impugning of my phone number is on every single email that I've ever sent out, I believe, in the last year. I have a phone number. I can be talked to. Jan can be talked to. And we can go over these things with people personally. To bring things up publicly where there's been no address personally, I think is what increases factionalism on this local board and in the foundation.
You don't think it's filing lawsuits?
Point of personal privilege.
No crosstalk. We're
point
in
of
public.
Personal privilege.
We're in public comments now. I'm going to call you out of order. Bella?
Thank you. Ms. Grace Aaron.
We have 8 minutes for public comments.
I definitely need this. In 2008, Grace Aaron and et al., meaning Jan Goodman et al., and the whole cabal of Ken Aaron as well, you all in 2008 changed the entire network, Pacifica Network programming. With impunity, you did that. You created a network for Ian Masters for syndication. You classified him immediately as a paid programmer. The same with Sonali, with the same with a couple of other people, thus creating a division, separation at the station of paid and unpaid staff. Not that you care. That has caused great ramifications. And also, Mansoor, your premiums are selectively available. They're not available to every programmer. So don't give me that nonsense. The other thing is, Ms. Jan Goodman, with all your lawsuits, how dare you? Your face is just so radiant. How dare you want to go back to the PNB? I don't want to see what happened in the past to the Pacifica National Board.
Thank you, Bella.
There's a 90.7. We probably say it 40 times a day. There are 350 signals in this country at 90.7. When I was on the front desk for free for 7 years, the most painful question I got was, yours is the only station I listen to. We do a unique thing here. And we elect board members from all kinds of places. We've got a slate here that represents one point of view, which is to go corporate. Let's get only one of those people on the national board, because they all represent the same point of view, and I want to see the national board represent a lot of points of view. Any answers or questions?
Thank you. Michael?
Yeah, I'd like to urge you to vote for... Testing?
No.
Testing.
I'll just speak up, Mike.
No, Ken can't hear me even when I use a mic. So.
Testing. Go ahead. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, speak loudly.
Yeah, I'd like to urge people to vote for Reza and for Sharon. I think it would be a very big mistake for the board to vote for a block of people running together as a slate. I think that would be violative of the general tenor of Pacifica and the approach of SDV voting. I think that a lot of the problems, frankly, that the foundation and the station face stem from the tenure of Grace Aaron's IED when she imposed strip programming on KPFK and ordered Alan Minsky as interim director to impose that with the idea that it would increase listenership. It hasn't. A lot of the other negative things we're dealing with stem from the tenure of Summer Reese, and I think that the money that's been raised to sue Pacifica over the last year could have easily covered the cost of the health care benefits raised for the station.
Hey, Michael, this is you,
no,
right?
No crosstalk, please.
Point of order.
Points of order. Could the please go ahead.
Yes, hi. We need to work actively to heal the wounds of racism and injustice in America, especially in this time of Trump. And so I urge you to vote for a new change and to vote for people who do not have a history of lawsuits and conflict of interest. So that leaves Sharon Brown and Reza Pour. Thank you.
Thank you. I would just like to make a comment about...
Point of order. You're the chair. You have to have somebody else chair if you want to make comments. Yes.
Okay.
I recognize Sabina.
Thank you. Robert's rules can be used both to move agendas forward or to sort of keep them back. So I'd like us to be conscious of that. I don't know why the ballots were passed out, and I just, as a new person on this board, I want to say that I saw people voting and folding their ballots prior to everybody speaking sort of makes a mockery and a waste of time, frankly, of people making comments and asking questions and then being answered. So I don't know what we do with my comment. I just want to say that it was, to me, slightly abusive of a democratic process and of listening respectfully to all points of view. I don't think people should have voted prior to hearing everything, and if they were going to vote, we should have ended the conversation. And aside from that, I don't think the ballot should have been passed out prior to anything being definitive.
Thank you, Sabina. Christine, we're still in public comments. Please go ahead.
Okay, this is I've been with Pacifica for 15 years, and it's always been this way. It's the same thing with the outside world, where it's the left and the right, or the, you know, this or that. It's very, very divisive. And what we have to realize is that again, we need to have a balance. We need to have a balance of professionalism and community input. If we have just community input, we have no money. We have no general audience if it's just community activism. If it's just professional, people who technically know what they're doing, who financially know what they're doing, who fundraising-wise, who producing whatever, then we're missing out on touching with the community. It needs to be bled together. But what's happening is that mommy and daddy are constantly fighting. This is why the members, the listeners, are tired. This is also why people don't want to run for the board. We could have amazing people on these boards, but everybody's so afraid because they become, we argue for 10 minutes on when the next meeting is going to be, or half an hour. So please, and now me as just a listener now, I beg of you to come together with your divisiveness. It should not be all one way or the other. That's how, you know, the powers that be want us to fight at each other. So please.
Thank you, Christine. Public comment? Do we have any other public comment here? Thank you. We have 1 minute.
No more time.
You cannot do that.
No,
you cannot.
I had a parliamentarian question.
Okay. What is your? Excuse me, Bella. Mansoor, what's your question?
I think it's a moot question. A board member cannot make comments during the public.
That is true. Yeah. Thank you.
That's what
is
Doug wanted
to do. Is there any more time left, even a couple of seconds
no.
left?
No.
Bella, take a couple seconds, please.
Okay. Thank you. I wanted to, Jen, when the question was asked of you, of Fernando Velasquez, regarding the existing expansion in existing Spanish language block, you immediately went into the sidebands, and you said that they needed to be edited prior to going on air. You're actually suggesting that this live programming that is so rich and so inviting, and because you do not understand the synergy behind it, you want it pre-recorded. And that is the problem with a lot of what Minsky has done over the years. He took the local flavor of local programming and replaced most of it with friends of his and a clique of pre-recorded programming. So let's not go there. So you have to rethink that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bella. Okay, tellers.
Now is it time for us to vote?
Everyone has a ballot.
Can you tell us how to vote?
Tellers, you're going to explain the voting process.
I can. I gotta vote for you. Hold on.
Could you explain the voting process, please?
Yeah, they will. Well, they need to do it. They're voting. I don't.
Okay. We're going to collect the ballot shortly.
Okay. For the new board members that are not familiar with STV voting, let's let Fred explain it to them.
This is very important. This is how we get into trouble, but people don't make mistakes on their ballots. We've had this happen in a couple of elections. So let's be clear. This is going to be an STV election. Single transfer will vote. We're electing people to three positions. So what we want you to do is to put on your write the names of the people that you rank on your ballots and their ranking numbers. If you don't write a ranking number, we'll just assume that the top name on the ballot is number one rank.
Okay. No crosstalk from the audience, please.
Okay, so try and be as clear as possible on these ballots because it makes it easier for the tellers. Okay, so my suggestion is you write the person's name that you're ranking number one, and you put a number one next to it. You write the person's name for rank number two and put a two next to that. And three, and so forth. You can rank as many or as few people as you want. You can even write in somebody's name who's not been nominated on the ballot. Then after you've finished writing your ballot, fold it over once, and we'll put it in the basket. Thank you. Is there any questions? Any?
No point of information from the audience at this time?
Okay.
Last time we had Batman came in with two votes. I don't think this is a joke. I'd rather not see Batman on any of these ballots, okay? All right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's not a problem that I have. I can deal with it.
Please collect the ballots. Maybe we can all go Hillary. I've got the website.
It's not getting my vote.
Yeah. You can write it. And I wrote this before they finished talking. I was one of those criminals.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
May I have a point of personal privilege while the votes are being counted?
Yes, you may, Jan.
I since there was a big reference to the lawsuit which I filed, and it made, you know, inferred that there was a conflict of interest and other things, I would like to say, first of all, there's such a thing as a conflict of interest, and there's such a thing as a coalescence of interest. And in this case, there was a coalescence of interest, and I invite everyone to read the entire lawsuit and to make the determination themselves as to whether or not it was a conflict of interest or not. And second of all, with regard to the inference that somehow I had personally gained money from this, I want to say that that is absolutely not true, that I did not take one penny for all the time which I spent on this lawsuit, which was months, literally, of my professional and personal time. So I just want to clarify that I did not get one penny for anything related to my time.
Point of personal.
Thank you, Jen. We are waiting for the ballots to be counted.
Can I do a point of personal privilege?
Not at this moment.
All right.
Well, why not? I mean, this is dead time. Yeah. I would like to talk about the survey we did. I've got to have, get an ad.
I'll put you. Okay. That'll be under old business.
Just need 2 minutes to run.
Under old business.
We'll get to old business before adjournment.
Yes, we will. Yeah. We're going to do that. Absolutely. You want to put me off to I'll hold up.
Thank you.
Did everybody get one of these GM reports that starts out with personnel?
Yes.
Okay, can I, may I give this one to the audience? These are
really, do we have an electronic version?
I mean, they can have mine.
Yes.
Jamie, I'd like to suggest that we get an estimate of how long it will take to count the ballots, because if it's going to be 10 minutes, which is probably the case.
You're a board member. You can't be there. I'm wrong. I apologize. Can I ask if everybody has the handouts that I made?
No, I just, that's to me.
What handout is that?
Does everybody have the handout that shows the survey results? It says survey results at the top. It's 2-page.
Yeah.
Please, everybody on the board needs to read this. And also, there was another handout. It has the schedule on one side, you know, with its pinkish gray coloration. And on the other side has the characterization. Right, exactly, what Barbara has in her hand. And on the other side, it has the characterizations of our programming that we used in the survey. So I need everybody on the board to look at that and look at the characterizations and look at the programming on the other side and help me come up with better descriptions for surveys that we can have in the future. So I need all BEV board members to read the survey results and to look at our programming and help me modify these descriptions so we have accurate, good descriptions that we can voice to our listeners so they've got a choice on that. And then when we bring it back and sit around a round table and review our programming, we've got a good description of what our programming is so that we got the listener feedback that we can be useful to us to discern whether we should be having more programming along this line or less programming to suit our listeners. And these are listeners that buy premiums, and they're people that have been sending us in money, so we have to conform to their needs and what they want and fit everybody else in edgewise in order to get to raise enough money to sustain ourselves. So I'm done talking.
I think they've got results.
What do you think, Dorothy?
I love that.
Great. Well, that's what I read in the survey. I've got 345 survey forms here. I read every one of them. I would like anybody with input on programs to also read them. It's very enlightening, and we need to do more of them.
Thank you for that.
You're on the email. I got it.
There you go.
Okay. Well, are you done, Mr. Kaiser?
Yeah, I'm really.
Thank you. Okay, we have our election results. Ladies and gentlemen. Okay, whenever you're ready. Barbara, thank you. Okay. Leslie, if I can have you. Thank you. Steve, you said you're done? Okay. Elected on the first ballot are Jan Goodman, Grace Aaron, and Sharon Brown. Congratulations.
One thing, I'm just not sure on this. If one of the board members resigns or departs, do we have runner-ups? Who is the first runner-up?
Tellers. We have a question for the tellers.
Tellers.
Fred.
Who is the first runner-up?
Okay, so if one of the people on the board resigns, does the runner-up?
Well, that, yes.
If one board member resigns, the board holds a new election, and it would be for a single. It would be for a single director.
Okay, thank you.
So it would be a majority vote at that point.
Thank you. So it would not be a runner-up.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Can I take a short point of personal privilege? Because I've looked up personal privilege. It is covered. I'll be very short. My name was mentioned in a foundation called the Social Uplift Foundation. I really appreciate the advertising, and I would really appreciate your traffic. Go to the website and look at what we have on the website. That's my whole statement. Also, the numerical data in that report that was handed out is erroneous. It's not true. It's taken from some other website. I don't know where they got their information, but it's not accurate. So that's all. But please, go to the website. I need the traffic. Socialuplift.org.
Thank you, Ken. Charles Fredericks, teller. Yeah, I was calling him. So we will be having more elections later on in the meeting. I don't know if you're able to stay for those. Okay, thank you. Just checking. Thank you. Okay.
Can't we adjourn?
We have one more item on the agenda. It's that Pacifica delegates motion that we spoke about at our governance meeting. Is there... Yes, Grace?
Jan, maybe you can help me with this. It's really important that we elect members to the national board, the Pacifica National Board committees. And I'm not sure if that should be in the delegates assembly or in the delegates assembly.
It's in the LSB meeting.
Okay.
It's on the LSB agenda.
Should it be in the delegates assembly or the LSB meeting?
It is, we're electing LSB representatives to the national boards.
No, you mean the national committees?
The national committees.
LSB meeting? Okay, leave it then. Okay.
Okay, so do I have a motion to move this motion that was presented by, that came from governance, the Pacifica delegates motion? Which is on page 8 of the agenda that was handed out.
I move to accept this motion and forward it to the PND.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion has been moved and seconded. Yes, Myla, please talk into the microphone.
I'm trying to get to the microphone.
Thank you.
Point of information, could you repeat the motion that we're voting on, or where are we?
Okay, it's page 8 of the agenda that was passed out, the packet that was passed out at the beginning of the meeting. It's the last page on the double-sided pages, page 8. At the top, in the left top left-hand corner, it says Pacifica Delegates Motion. That is the motion that we are considering as a delegates assembly. And it's been moved and seconded.
May I ask a point of information?
You may.
Who is the maker of the motion?
That would be me. Actually, I didn't move the motion. I made. Yeah, I did. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. Chair. Sure.
Okay. Did it come out of the committee?
If
it came out of the
It came through the committee.
If the committee recommended it, then it's a committee motion.
It's a committee motion.
Okay. That gives it a higher.
It's a governance committee motion.
It's a governance committee motion. Correct.
Can I have a 60-second summary of this motion, please?
Okay. A 60-second summary would be.
What?
Okay. The summary would be the last two paragraphs, which is saying that the KPFK Delegates Assembly hereby determines that all of the national directors, as elected by each local station board, as certified by true ballot, including but not limited to WBAI, should be immediately recognized and seated by the Pacifica National Board in accordance with the Pacifica National Board bylaws. And furthermore, that as to the recent December 15th, 2016 PMB election of affiliate directors that occurred without the full participation of all stations, that is, WBAI, it is determined that said election of affiliate directors is determined to be in violation of PNB bylaws and is therefore null and void, and that a new election of affiliate directors is warranted after the proper seating of national directors from all member stations has occurred. So this goes towards the fact that WBAI, which has not been represented on the national board for the past year, deserves to be recognized on the national board and to elect the affiliate directors. Right. Okay. So the motion has been moved and seconded.
Are there any objections?
Are there any objections to this? I see a couple. Do we want to discuss it, or do I hear a motion to vote on this? Yes, Jonathan.
I call the question.
Yes, Jonathan.
Did we have a time certain? Was it 4 or 4:30?
4:30 to end the LSB meeting.
Okay. I'd like to call the
And we're still
the
in the delegates assembly.
I'd like to call the question on this motion.
Okay, the motion has been called.
Seconded.
Do I have a second?
Do you have to?
There's a 50%. You have to vote on it.
Okay. Jan, and then Fernando.
I would like to. I guess you can't amend the call the question.
Fernando.
Okay. I was going to make a motion to amend, but I'm not sure if you can amend the call the question to give a 5-minute discussion period.
Point of order.
Vote against the motion if you want to do that.
Okay. Fernando?
This is regarding the actual voting that we are proposing here. I understand that the decision was made the Pacifica National Board after consultation, legal consultation.
There's a motion.
The motion has been called. Okay. Let's vote on it. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand. Thank you, John Gary. All in favor of the motion, raise your hands.
Raise.
Calling the question.
Raise.
Without discussion, are you serious?
When you call the question.
Okay. We're voting on there was a motion to call the question. The call the question motion requires a 50% vote to end discussion. What we're doing right now, if you want to end discussion on this motion, no more discussion, raise your hand.
Do you
want to talk about
it?
Okay, 13. 14.
Okay. All opposed?
Okay, abstain.
Okay, the motion to end, to call the question has passed. So let's call the question. Let's call the motion. All in favor of the motion, please raise your hand.
Okay, 15. All opposed?
All opposed.
Three.
Abstentions?
Three, four. Okay. 15 yeas, 3 nays, 4 abstain.
The motion passes. Do I have a motion to adjourn the delegates' assembly?
So moved.
Any objections? Okay. The delegates' assembly is adjourned.